Welcome to another episode of our NCLEX review series. In this podcast, we continue to bring you valuable materials to help you prepare for your exam. Enjoy.
Box 10-4. Diuretics. Anytime you on Lasix, you metabolic alkalosis, mannitol, vomiting, receiver NG2. Metabolic alkalosis, I'm on page 94. When you take antacid, metabolic alkalosis, so if you have GERD, high ADH, what disease is that? Who did all the program with me? What is high ADH? High ADH. See? Diabetic insipidus. Okay. High ADH. Diabetic insipidus. So you didn't do endocrine yet. Okay? When you take sodium bicarbonate, right? Metabolic alkalosis, and when you receive blood. And let me tell you something. Let me give you a good advice. I know I talk a lot. That's the word on the street. I already own it. Last semester, not 2 months ago, I had a young lady in here, African. I told her, don't go. Oh, I'm going. They got my date. Go. She went and she failed. I changed all my schedule. Try to help her, because eventually I do feel sorry. She failed. You know what she came to me? Oh, my God, I wish I would have listened to you. There's something I'm looking for the student. When you're ready, there's a glow you give. Nothing can hold you back. Wait for that glow. Listen to me. Lale, she was so embarrassed because everybody in the class knew who she was because she, I'm going. I have my date. I'm going. She went and Miss Carrie got it. Boom, fail. We had to call 911 to get her out the room. That's how crying. She was crying. And I told her, no, you was not ready. Okay. Massive transfusion of blood. I didn't say when the patient, NCLEX say, the patient has sickle cell. What is the ABGs? Now, what I want you to understand, it's not the disease that is metabolic alkalosis. It is the fact that sickle cell patients get blood. That what make them metabolic alkalosis. Make sure you know that. Any question? Now, how do I do the ABGs? I will do a test called Allen test, box 10-6. Allen test, you need to find it in the skill book. Allen test, look for the page for me. If it's not in the skill book, I need you to YouTube it. NCLEX, and it's in 10-6 in your book. NCLEX asks which finger, owner. When you collect the blood has to go on ice. Who takes this? Respiratory therapist. In my career as an ER nurse, I've never did an Allen test. You will never do it. Respiratory therapy, and it's the most painful procedure. Even the patient on top floor, you can hear them yelling. ABGs, Allen test, box, Weti Boatsa, circle it, NCLEX. Make sure you know that. Okay? Any question? We cool? So, in this page, in this section, ABGs and acid bases is the same thing. So on your outline, it has ABGs and acid bases. It's fundamental. I need you to read page 92, box 10-1. Page 90, page 92, 10-1. Page 93, 10-2. Page 93, 10-3. Page 94, 10-4. And page 95, 10-6. Any question? Huh? It's not? Okay, so you're going to YouTube how to do Allen tests. YouTube it. And read it in the book, but just so you can see it. Okay, NCLEX asking. Any question? We cool? Okay. Right? All right. Let's go on. Any question with ABGs before I go to cancer? The little bit of cancer. The most important part of cancer. We cool? Let's go to 508. 490 something. No, it's 5 something. The turf. I left off on page lung cancer, 512. Now you're going to go to cancer of the prostate, page 514. Any question on the chest tube? Oh, I slayed the chest tube yesterday. Any question? It's all about reading. You got to go back and read it. Okay? And when you're doing the chest tube, let me show you how to read it. Let's go to 207 so I can show you how to study it, okay? Because I think if I don't show you, we may have a little misunderstanding. 207, chest tube drainage. Everybody with me, right? So I can show you how to study it. Because you got to do the top part and the intervention together, okay? All right, you with me? Look, you see how yesterday she started with collection chamber, top. So you said, you read it, where the chest tube is, where the chest tube from the gland connects, da-da-da-da, right? Then you go to intervention for the collection chamber. So you study them together. Compartment number 2 is water seal, C. Number 2, intervention for water seal. So, you study them together. Who did not understand what I just did? Okay? Why? Because you looking at us up. Look, collection chamber. What? Intervention for collection chamber. You want that water seal? It'd be intervention for water seal. So, if they want some. Okay, any question? Ooh, Lava got the pilot. I know students so well. She, all right, any question? Front row. Question? Newborn, right? Everybody back. We good. Okay, where are you, Mom? Show her for me. Water, where on layer? And then intervention that go with it. Oh, you see that? Okay, and do the little box like I did yesterday. You got it? Any question? Okay? We good?
No.
Okay, where are you? Show me where are you.
Luke?
Yes, intervention on left. They will. That's it. Collection chamber, if you make intervention for collection chamber. Water seal, if you make intervention for water seal. Okay. Where? Who don't? Okay. All right. Good. We cool? All right. We cool. Keep on keep back open. The pit right here. You don't need to know the picture, but you need to know this. They go to chambers. M-D-Y-N.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, That's an NCLEX question. The type of water that goes in there is sterile water. That, did you get that on your NCLEX?
I had the intermittent bubbling stuff.
Intermittent bubbling. They normally ask that. What type of water? Sterile. It can make normal saline to it. But it's a little plastic. Yes. Question. Yes, ma'am. Can you show? Yeah. Can you guys tell me which part is that? Okay, let me show her where. From Bukulaku business. That's the way it's in the picture. Mitchell. And the waka. No, this is like a blue box. A blue box. Okay, now you tell me what page.
My thing is here.
No, tell me what page. I got it.
Page 47.
Uh-huh.
The second paragraph down. 99.
Okay. More than 72 hours for the trach. Where are you?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. When you, the patient have a trach, listen, I used to teach that, but I stopped teaching that. Why? Because NCLEX don't ask you about the trach. Well, they do, but they ask you clean it. And they ask you if it come off. Let me explain something to you. That's why when you read trach care, you're going to see that. Because it's fall mostly under skill. If she have a trach at 10 o'clock, because when they put in a trach, right, there's a stoma. So if it come off, the stoma not healed, you will automatically call cold because it's 10 o'clock, fresh. If she had this trach for 6 months, a year, the stoma healed. So if the trach come off, the nurse can replace it. So that's why they say a trach less than 72 hours and more than 72 hours. So you got to read your question to see if the patient had a trach for 5 years. That means my lady lucky side. Yeah. So if the trach come off, the nurse could temporarily put a trach. There's always one at the bedside, but you must go call help so they can come put a new one. But however, at least you will do something for the patient. Is he no complan? That is what they're saying. Lately, starting in 2012, the questions NCLEX ask you about trach is how to clean it. And yes, they ask you if the trach come off, if the patient had a trach 6 months on, what do you do? And the answer is to replace it. Right? So that, and when you clean it, the cord, you remember the cord, which one, before you put on, you got to do what? You got to take one side at a time, right? When you do trach care, you will see all that. In your skill book, your body belly. Because you ain't going to work with no, you will work with trach patients. But it's a specialty. We got to train you. It's not you finish school, we stick you at Kindred. Even if you work at Kindred, it's a specialty. We have to train you. Any question? Make sure we know that. Yes.
For the intervention for dry suction chamber.
Dry suction chamber.
Intervention.
Turn to the back. Dry suction chamber, which they call suction control, right?
No.
Dry suction chamber, which is E, because the absence of bubbling is noted in the suction. The suction control chamber has no water. in it. All it is suction. You remember yesterday I said, yes.
But you don't have to do that far.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I want. When I'm going to read, I would like to see where it is located.
I was trying to explain that to you. So let's go to in front of the bull. Let's go to E, because that's what you asked me. I listened well. You said, where's the intervention? That's what you asked. So when you look in your book, you did not see intervention, true? Because the intervention is E. It's telling you, look at what it's telling you. Because this is a dry suction system, the absence of bubbling is noted in the suction control chamber. A knob on the collection device is used to prescribe the amount of suction. There's no, you see, I'm alert on to time 50, baby. I just answered the question.
To the next question,
yeah, no, 208, number three is not dry suction. It's suction control, so that's not it. It is on 207, number two. What they're saying to you is, pagin blow, c'est just un suction lié. And I said that yesterday. Trust me, I'm on my way. Right? Any question? We cool on that. Now let's go to page 514, prostate cancer. Okay. This is where NCLEX murder you. They murder you, they season you, they tear you alive here. Why? Because the students don't remember the procedure here. When you have cancer of the prostate, right? Of course, we do radiation and chemo, but there's something we do for you, and we do something called a TURP, transuterine, right? Resection of the prostate. Ancleon, your prostate like a lion, slice it, and then put tube in you to remove it. And that tube is called continuous bladder irrigation, which is a CBI machine. Now, this is where NCLEX kill you with that procedure. LPN will have this patient, RN will have this patient. Anytime the patient has prostate cancer, early sign of prostate cancer is urgency. The patient cannot pee small. And the late sign of it is dribbling and also the big hernia. Anytime it becomes a hernia, coglab, bad. And when you have prostate cancer, you will stop walking when it metastasizes. So we do this TURP to calm it, not to prevent it, but to calm it, right? What they do, they get the prostate and they resect it. So here it is. You're going to go on page 515, and you're going to put a note. You're going to say, I cannot even choose a date without knowing TURP. Sometimes NCLEX don't put TURP, they put CBI machine. Because if you look at the RN yellow book, it says continuous bladder irrigation. If you look at the PN book, it put transuterine resection of the prostate. Whatever English I put, c'est vraiment grave. Okay, so let's go. When you put in the TURP, they're going to put hoses in you. Hose. You know the hose that you hose the yard? Now, there's three hoses. Ready? In Glenn's question. One for remove dirty water. They call it outflow. Lumen. One for inflow. One for outflow. I'm on page 515. And one, they inflate a balloon, right? I'm on 515, the green box. Now, when we put this in you, we will also put in a holy NCLEX question. When we put in the turp, you know the Foley bag? The folk, how they tie it to your leg. This also is tied to the leg, and you got to keep the leg straight. If the patient say, this too tight, you cannot remove it. You must call the doctor, and the doctor will give an order to adjust it. The leg stays straight. Now, what type of water going inside of you? Normal saline. So three O's. Inflow, outflow, and one that has a what? Inflating balloon. Intervention. Maintain the catheter where? Maintain traction on the catheter if applied to prevent bleeding by pulling the catheter. You taut it and taping it to the abdomen or thigh. Instruct the client to keep the legs straight. That's an NCLEX question. Okay? Catheter traction is not released without a physician order. Okay, now let's look. It is usually released after any bright red drainage has diminished. I'm going to talk about that. Use only normal saline. Okay. Now, normal saline is salt. When we did electrolytes, some people, when you have too much water inside of you, you at risk for water intoxication. So you at risk for hypertension and hyponatremia. Because you're getting so much water, the water washed the salt. So NCLEX asks you what's priority. You say safety. No. Airway. Low salt give you what? Seizure. High salt give you what? Seizure. Priority is respiration, then safety. You see why? Because they pump in all this water inside of you. Let's go. Run the solution at the prescribed rate to keep the urine pink. Run the solution rapidly if you see bright red clots. Run the solution about 40 drops per minute when the bright red drainage clears. So here it is. They say, you walk in the room and you see clots. What is your initial nursing intervention? You say, call the doctor. No. You got to run the solution, right? Run the solution. If that don't dissolve the clots, you then what? Okay? Now, if the urinary catheter becomes obstructed, turn off the CBI and irrigate the catheter. Now, the physician, if the obstruction does not resolve, monitor for what? Something called transuterine resection syndrome. So here it is. NCLEX give you four patients. Which patient you will see first? Oh, they say, you got four phone calls. Which phone call you return first? The patient that had a turp yesterday. You will return that first because the patient can have that intoxication, can put them at seizures. Remember, that's too much fluid, so that you are hypertension and hyponatremia. NCLEX, the patient just had a turp. Which electrolytes do they transmit the potassium? Go take potassium, sodium. Which vital is priority? Turf. Which vital? Blood. Somebody said blood pressure. Yeah, respiratory. Why? Because the fluid, so you must assess their lungs. What, God, you see how the question, stay away from the norm. What is the norm? The blood pressure. Remember, the blood pressure is understood because the patient is getting water. Stay away from it. But crackles in the lungs is a bad thing. That means the patient has too much what?
Water.
Come on, people. Good job. Guys, you got to bring it. I'm telling you, that Florida, that Florida, you got to think for Florida. Some of you guys still sleeping. You got to think. I don't know. You got to think. You need to be ready. Now, any question? Discontinue CBI when? Ma'am, when you going to take this out of me? Look. Usually 24 to 48 hours. Hey, but which one coming out first? Which one coming out first? Which one coming out first? Are you going to take the Foley first?
No.
Yeah, Foley always comes first. Guys, what's their problem? Prostate. So the CBI go for the prostate. Anytime you're talking about prostate, we got to monitor your INO. So we put the Foley in because of the prostate. Foley, come on, people. Hey, problem not. The problem is with what? Prostate. I put the Foley in because of prostate. Now it's time for me to take it out. I'm going to take out. That's on my mom and papa. I'm going to let you know. Okay? Understand why. Monitor for continence. Inform the client that you have some burning and dribbling may occur after the catheter is removed. Inform the client that the client should be voiding 150 to 200. Inform the client he may pass small clots. Teach the client avoid heavy lifting, stressful exercise, driving, Valsalva maneuver, and sexual intercourse for 2 to 6 weeks to prevent strain. Now, here it is. You're not going to have sex right away. But when you feel better, the doctor is going to send you to go and relieve yourself. Why? He wants to see, because the first thing, when there's prostate problem, you just bought you a brother. They cannot. I told you that's the cure for cheating men, prostate. But after they get okay, the doctor will send them to relieve themselves to see if they remain with a wife, if they're able to. Very important. Right? Now, and that's why a lot of people mix gumun, older age, with prostate. That's why a lot of African-American male just die just like this. Because they think it's a Viagra issue, and they go by Viagra. When you have prostate problem, do you know you can do Viagra and still don't? It may kill you, taking the Viagra. Really, the bigger problem is prostate. Anytime you see they have the hernia, magaila more of vacus. That means it already metastasized. And I'm talking about it's really big. This is how we lose our loved ones. In Haiti, this is big. Not only black men in general. Why? Because prostate test is so demasculizing. Because the way the test is, somebody going in their rear. And they don't like that, so they don't go no more. So the doctor has to make it so professional in a way so they can come back. Because if you say, come on, I'm ready, you ready? Some people rather a woman, some male rather a woman. But you don't want a woman doctor to check your prostate. You want a male doctor to check. But a lot of males don't want that, especially black men. They got an issue with that, and they don't go back. Now, you do PSA. PSA is a blood test, and you do digital rectal exam. So NCLEX asks you a lot about digital rectal exam. Anytime you have a PSA, which is a blood test to be done, you never take a shower first. You do digital rectal exam first, then you do the blood test. You don't take a shower. You just go get it done. After the test, you take a shower. That's an NCLEX question. Right, Susan, was that on your NCLEX?
Yes.
I remember. Huh? You cannot hear me. Oh, okay.
What do you say, PSA?
PSA is a blood test that they do for prostate. PSA, digital rectal exam, is the exam. They go in the rear because it's so demasculizing. Because the doctor is going to put their hand in their rear, so they think it's upset. So that's why when you do it, you got to do it very professional so they can come back. Now, NCLEX asks you what age? 50. 50, unless prostate run in the family. Now, let me explain something to you. In OB, I'm going to do something that is called alpha fetal protein. Alpha fetal protein is a blood test that tells the woman that your baby have a genetic problem. Sign for woman. When alpha fetal protein is elevated in men, you need to question the guy about father history. There's a prostate issue. When it metastasizes. No, because it spread. Remember, like breast cancer spread to the lungs, so at the end the patient have respiratory problem. Prostate, you see the patient have bone problem. The man stop walking. That means death is, yes. And another thing is, anytime NCLEX ask you a question about cancer, and they put terminal ill, they're asking a law question, DNR, advanced directive, the POD, yeah, the POD term palliative care, more, the POD term, terminal, you know, the person. Any question? Okay, now, so make sure instruct the client to drink 24 to 3,000 fluid. Make sure no alcohol, no caffeinated beverages, food. I can ask you a food question. Which food would you question? The chocolate cake, caffeine. Any question? Make sure you know this box. No, guys, serious, no joking. Make sure you know CBI and know the language. They can say TURP, transurethral resection of the prostate. They can say CBI machine, continuous bladder irrigation, compound lung lung. Okay? All right? Any question? Okay. Now, then we go into our last page, oncology emergencies. After A, when you have cancer of any sort, these are the things that can happen. Oncology emergency after, go, 520. Right here. Highlight that. Okay. Student never get these right. Oncology emergency is what can go wrong when you have cancer. What can go wrong when you're on chemo? Okay, guys? Make sure you understand that. Or NCLEX, which patient you're going to see first? Anytime they ask you that, these are the patients. When I had chemo, this happened, you need to see me first. The first one is called DIC. Where did I teach you this? OB. OB. Clack, 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 clack. You bleed to death. When the patient has severe preeclampsia, they get something called HELLP. H-E-L-L-P. Now, when you clack, 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 that. So the first thing you do, because you clock, we give you heparin. Then when you start bleeding, we stop the heparin. But NCLEX don't put heparin. They put another word. Ready? They call it, go down to where it says, quiprocipitated. Sometimes they put that word. Big word. So if you didn't understand the little word, Leomete big words, you go to Ali, Amba, Mashina, right? Right here. You see D, cryoprecipitated clotting factors may be prescribed. All that is drugs to what? To stop the clot. That's it. Okay? S-I-A-D-H. What is this? When you have too much ADH or too little? Too much. So diabetes insipidus is when your ADH is low. S-I-A-D-H is when your ADH is high. When your ADH is high, you are hypertension, hyponatremia. So when a patient... See, the tumors can produce, secrete ADH. The cancer can secrete ADH. So what medication you going to give them? A diuretic to remove the water, and it's called diclomycin. Hey, you know why I don't give you Lasix here? The reason I don't give you Lasix here, because the problem is on your kidney. So if I give you Lasix work on the kidney, so I make your potassium low. So Lasix and diclomycin do the same thing, but diclomycin don't destroy your potassium. It's no weapon plunge. All right. Why we say where we at? We on page 520B. Spinal cord compression. When you have cancer and the cancer spread, it's also spread in on your spinal cord, and you have back pain and walking problem. Spinal cord compression, you don't have respiratory problem. I'm going to tell you I got this wrong on NCLEX. Yep, that was on my NCLEX. I got it wrong. I never forgot it. I put respiratory. I mix the disease. Spinal cord compression, you don't have respiratory problem. You have only spinal cord problem. Here's where you have the respiratory. Koteodi vena cava syndrome. I mix the disease. And when I mix them up, they gave me another one. And then the computer say, stop. That's why I'm a nurse today. So don't make the mistake I made. They said spinal cord, and I put respiratory. Do you see why I put? Because I was thinking that, okay, when the cancer spread, it spread on your spinal cord, and it destroyed the lungs. And that don't have no student. I didn't even think. Right? So don't make the mistake. D. When you have cancer and it's spread, you have hypercalcemia. So, let's talk. If your calcium high, where is the calcium high? So then you have what problem? Kidney problem. So you gotta give the patient a lot of water. You got to make her walk, and you're going to give her calcitonin to try to push it back to the bone. Will she have bone problem too? Yes. So how are you going to lift her? With a sheet or draw sheet or log make it soon. Guys, do you see? Hey, I guarantee you, all you guys thought high calcium was in electrolyte. So listen, if my calcium is high in the blood, how's my phosphorus? No. So you need to give me food high in what?
Positive.
In Greg's question. Hey, positive truths or sound positive chabasi is no good here. No. Positive truths or chabasi is good for low calcium. Remember positive truth soap? Tabasi, we're going to learn that in electrolytes. Guys, please, trust me. Bali, let me do the class. I see some people going to go without my judgment. Kitem fe class la. E people wale with confidence. Kute, please. Hey, loa le papa ou pa vin la nou, ma bon le e mi la kontrapo. Se pou nou koute. 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 Let me do the class. I promise you. Let me do the class. It's your license. It's like I care more. Let me do the class. And then you go. I promise you, you'll be more confident. Ha, bon depression, ou vin la vey, mabjou, ou konen san moute nan tet mago, crazy. Lo pa koute, koute. Let me do the class, you'll be more happy with the result. Ok. Alright, special wale, ou te tombe, kon yo pe ale, ou pe tombe onko. Ma pone ve, woy, san vey moute nan tet, pale nan. If they go and don't listen to me, and they go fail, I'm going to be very mad. I'm going to tell everybody. You know I am too kute. Okay, let's go. Superior vena cava syndrome. This is where the heart compromised. The cancer get big and it stay in, it push on the heart. So here, you have respiratory problem. I mix this up on NCLEX with spinal cord. You see that? Mm-hmm. Now, you have something called Stokes sign. Stokes sign, you ever had a really fat baby and you put the chemise, you put the clothes on them and they, right? It's when you see right here, all the blood up here, that is called Stokes sign. You have it when the cancer spread and it's pushing on the heart, vena cava, right? Now, the last one is called tumor lyse syndrome. Now, this is not the cancer spread. This is because I give you chemo. And remember, the chemo kills the good cell and the bad cell. So when you give the patient the chemo, the chemo set all the uric acid into the blood. So now I destroy your kidney. So I will give you, ready? Allopurinol to remove all the uric acid. And then we'll do dialysis because all the garbage is in the blood and the kidney is not working.
Question.
Yes.
Isn't it for multiple myeloma?
No, not only multiple myeloma. Is any cancer a patient has, and I give you chemo, kill good cell, bad cell. Say that chemo I kill cell to that bitch la, ale ki kote. Nan san, c'est pas just multiple myeloma. Tout cancer, the people not getting chemo. Any question? Allopurinol is for what? So, NCLEX asks you, the patient is on chemo. The patient is diagnosed with tumor lyse syndrome. Which lab? Uric acid. If they don't have uric acid, what lab are you looking for? BUN and CLEAF. Which drug? Allopurinol. What do I not give with allopurinol? What do I not give with allopurinol? What do we give we don't give with allopurinol? What? Where did I teach you allopurinol?
Renal.
I taught it med-surg multi-skeletal I said on the pier now cause bleeding, you do not give it with aspirin.
You
said
it?
Okay. Any question? That's what I said. All right. Vin pour maman papa. Vin soir. Okay, let's go. Here's your calendar for next week. Next week, Wednesday. Give me date, please.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating. We wish you all the best in the coming examination. See you next time.